From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker. In a few minutes, more back and forth between the candidates for Texas governor, this time over debates. We'll start, though, with our breakthrough series, The Broken Hip. More than 90% of hip fractures are caused by falls, and the fear of falling again can actually increase the risk factor. Lauren Silverman visits an innovative class at UT Arlington that mixes technology and exercise to prevent falls.
9 years ago, Joyce Powell fell and broke her hip on the way to the bathroom. She was inside a hospital. And although she recovered, the fear of falling never left.
It stays with you once you've gone through something. The memory of it sort of keeps pegging away at you, and you don't risk things like you used to.
It turns out people who are afraid of falling are actually more likely to fall, which is why Powell comes to this fall prevention class at UT Arlington to face her demons. The participants are in their 70s, 80s, even 90s, and their workouts incorporate everything from balance balls to yoga stretches to games on the Wii.
The greatest predictor of a future fall is a previous fall.
Chris Ray is the kinesiologist leading efforts at UTA's Center for Healthy Living and Longevity. He says for older people who've fallen, the greatest risk is they'll stop exercising altogether.
You know, as we age, if we were walking out on an icy sidewalk, we decide we're not going to walk out on icy sidewalks anymore. And that's a very appropriate selection. But if we don't replace that, then we see a decline of strength, neurological, eventually cardiovascular, pulmonary, you know, all these systems start to decline, and eventually that has a very compounding effect.
More than 60,000 Texans older than 50 were hospitalized for falls in 2011. One of the keys to preventing a fall is improving balance. As we age, Ray says, natural changes make it hard to stay upright. Changes in hearing, vision, and proprioception. That's what you feel in your toes and hands. If seniors can learn to better use these senses, they'll be less likely to fall.
We line them up appropriately on this force plate.
Dr. Ray is standing in what looks like a photo booth, except there's no seat. You stand on a square metal plate that looks like a bathroom scale. The walls shift, images flash on a screen in front of you, the floor tilts. Think of it as something you might find in a carnival funhouse, only with sensors to record your balance and stability.
In daily life, when we see seniors that fall, it's usually during multitasking. And so what we'll do in here is we'll recreate that. So we can either pipe in loud noises, city sounds, or music. We can pipe in visual distractors on the screen, or we can even have them take like an IQ type test or a distractive type test on the screen as they're trying to maintain their postural control, potentially with the walls moving and everything kind of moving in concert.
The goal, Ray explains, is to identify what makes someone unsteady and then select the best physical exercise to counter that. For some, it might be a regimen of Tai Chi. For others, weightlifting or simply walking with your eyes closed in a straight line. Studies show exercise can prevent falls in older people. And Joyce Powell, who fell almost a decade ago, says she's felt more confident getting around since she started classes at UTA several years back. Still, she's cautious.
When I walk, I look to see where I am, particularly if I'm on uneven ground. And that's one of the things that I have learned that you just have to do in order to protect yourself, to remain upright. I guess I could take a walker and do it, but I don't want to. I want to be free.
Freedom from falls is never guaranteed, but exercise programs like UTA's can help seniors keep their balance without giving up the activities they love. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.
There's video of the UTA class on preventing falls at kera.org/thebrokenhip. Next Wednesday, in Chapter 4 of the series, Lauren explores aging in place, design breakthroughs that have made staying at home possible for millions of seniors. The general election is still 6 months away, but the candidates for governor are already tussling about debates. Republican Greg Abbott started it Monday by saying he would accept two debates, one in McAllen and one in Dallas. But Democrat Wendy Davis yesterday said she wants six debates, including one in the Rio Grande Valley.
Because it's a crucial region for the future of our state. Not only is the population one of the fastest growing and its small businesses some of the most beneficial, but it's a strong leader in medical and technical innovation.
Abbott's campaign said the Dallas debate he's accepted will be sponsored by WFAA Channel 8. Davis said she's considering invitations from WFAA and KERA, and she wants at least two of the debates to focus on specific issues, the economy and education.
Every single child deserves a 21st century education, and voters should be able to measure my plan against Mr. Abbott's in real time and determine who will best prepare our kids for the jobs of tomorrow.
Abbott has not talked about the issue, but a campaign spokesman told KERA he had rejected Davis's sixth debate proposal and would stick with two. Now, early voting's underway for the May 27th state runoff elections. Last night, KERA aired a special half-hour show previewing these races. Bud Kennedy from the Fort Worth Star-Telegram and Gromer Jeffers Jr. from the Dallas Morning News joined Shelley Koffler to talk about what's at stake next week. That includes the runoff for the Republican candidate for lieutenant governor and the Republican candidate for state attorney general. You can listen to the full special at kerannews.org. The Allen Eagles will have to defend their state high school football title on another school's turf this fall. Eagle Stadium will remain closed at least through the end of this year because of structural problems. Stella Chavez walked through the stadium with the district superintendent.
From a distance, Allen's $60 million stadium looks immaculate and ready for some football. When you walk along the concourse, there are plenty of cracks, but no gaping holes. Those cracks do, however, indicate structural problems and design flaws, and school officials say they're going to take a lot longer to repair, possibly 6 to 8 months. Superintendent Lance Hint says the latest engineering analysis is pretty dire.
When I have a report that says that we have some isolated areas that do not meet code and have some weight-bearing issues, there's no alternative. We have to shut the stadium down. We have to get those things corrected and then get the stadium opened back up and have the facility that this community voted for and paid for.
Hint took the superintendent job in February, long after the cracks started appearing. He stopped short of saying who's more at fault, PBK Architects or Pogue Construction.
What I need to make sure that we do is hold PBK and Pogue accountable to getting this fixed. They've both been at the table with us, and they want to get this resolved as well.
Both PBK and Pogue released statements. They say they continue to work closely with the school district and that they'll do whatever it takes to repair the stadium at no cost to taxpayers. In the meantime, the district has worked out a deal so the reigning state football champs can play in neighboring Plano. No season tickets will be sold this year. All seats will be general admission. Board President Luis Master said that shouldn't deter diehard Allen football fans.
The stadium doesn't make what the kids do on Friday night, so we're going to go to Plano this year, and they're going to be amazing on the football field and in the band and the talonettes, and we'll be back here in a year.
Master says she understands people are outraged and frustrated, but she thinks the problems are only temporary.
We're going to get it fixed. It may not be done in the time frame that others may want, but we want to get it done right, and we're going to get it done in the manner in which this community expects it to be done.
The final engineering report on the stadium's structural problems is expected next month. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
Expect another high of 85 today. That's under sunny skies. Overnight low 68. Then tomorrow, sunny with a high of 85 once again. 73 now in Dallas, 72 in Fort Worth. You can like KERA News on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Sam Baker.